Okay, so here's my entry into the Player Haters Journal for today. It's Thursday, yo. June 4th, 2015. And what we got coming up this weekend on the Player Hater Podcast is I don't know yet. Really, today's only Thursday, so I could take the Hater Tour tonight, tomorrow, or Saturday and decide to include it in the podcast. I'm just not sure yet. I do have a lot of conversations lined up, though, to come up, but I'm not sure exactly what's coming out this weekend. I spoke to Big B from the In Deep show, actually during the week, over the weekend, and had a really good conversation with that dude, and he's actually going to be featured on the Raw Conversations, aka the Raw Sex Podcast, which is available on iTunes. Yeah, he's coming up there this weekend, and we had a good conversation about the fact that that nigga loves to eat pussy. And he's into spontaneous sex and all types of freakiness with chicks, and like I said again, it was a really good conversation. Plus, we talked about podcasting, which I'm not going to include in that conversation because he and I had a really long conversation. I don't like long episodes, you know that. And if I was to include everything that we talked about, we'd be on there for like an hour. I don't believe in an hour-long podcast. So yeah, look out for the Big B conversation coming up on Raw Sex this weekend, where we talk about mainly sex and other personal type issues that went on in that dude's life. So yeah, make sure to check that out. Available on iTunes. You can go there right now and download my conversation with Beyonce from the No Nonsense show that I aired this past weekend, plus other past episodes, archived episodes. So yeah, go there and look for that shit to iTunes. Do a search for the Player Hater, or just put in Raw Conversations, and that shit should pop up. You can also find the Podcast Critic podcast available also on iTunes. The latest one that I did, yeah, it's available. Just go to iTunes to do a search once again for the Player Hater, or just put in a search for the Podcast Critic. And as you know, this feed right here, my main feed, which has been around for years, was deleted from iTunes. Yes, a while back. Shit was deleted like 2-3 years ago from iTunes. So it's not available on iTunes. So if you have an iPhone and an iPod and you love to listen through iTunes or download via iTunes, then unless you subscribe very early on with the show, yeah, that one, the Play Hater Podcast, is not available on iTunes because they deleted my shit, sons of bitches. But nonetheless, you can download this shit, you know that by now, and still listen in other ways. So yeah, that's no biggie.
Hey, this is Butterfly Jones. I'm checking in with the Player Hater on the Player Hater Podcast. You can check me out at butterjones.com. That's BUTTAJONEZ. I have my blog on there. I'm giving you players tips on how to hustle, how to pimp, how to play, how to match. You can also check me out on Twitter at Butter Jones, again, BUTTAJONEZ. Remember, I am the female match, the world's expert on games.
So here's what I'm trying to do. I do realize that not everybody listens via iTunes. So people who have Androids, they find other ways to download or listen to your stuff. And that's cool. But for those, but here's the thing too, though. I think it's really important to be on iTunes because the people who aren't familiar with what you do can then find you through the iTunes directory. They can stumble across your show, your podcast on iTunes. So I think it's important to be there because I've noticed I've lost a lot of downloads as a result of having my feed deleted, of course, you know, but I still keep pressing on. It's no big deal. iTunes ain't gonna kill a nigga. But it will help to introduce your show to people who may not, again, be familiar with what you do. And then they see the name, the Player Hater Podcast, and they're like, okay, let me check this nigga out and see what it's about. And then, you know, I got them hooked. I mean, once they listen, then of course they're going to love my shit or hate my shit. But one thing's for sure, my shit is straight up entertaining. And I've known that from day one. And you know what? I was talking to this dude, the dude I spoke to on my last Podcast Critic episode, the one whose podcast I critiqued, and he came back on the show, or he came on the show, I should say, and we talked about it on the air, from the Weird Mind show. We had a long conversation too, and I only aired bits and pieces of what we talked about last week, but he's also going to be featured on the Raw Sex / Raw Conversations podcast, because we talked about a bunch of shit, and we talked about what he's into and not into sexually. That nigga's very vanilla. So yeah, he's also going to be featured. But anyway, what he and I talked about is the fact that he was trying to come across like a nice guy, and really he's not a nice guy. He's okay, he's probably a nice guy, but he's got some jackass elements mixed in there, and he's very antagonizing. He's an antagonist, and I'm familiar with that type of individual. But he was trying to come across like a nice guy, and what we didn't hear in the conversation I had with him on the show was, but it's coming up, is the fact that, no, it's okay to have people not like you. Actually, you want people to not like you, at least for me, because hate motivates, to be totally honest with you. And people who dislike you are still going to tune in to see what you have to say, because for some reason, sadistically, people love to be annoyed by shit. So even though they can't stand what you're saying, some people are still going to stay tuned in to hear what you got to say, so they then can continue to hate on your ass. So it's okay to have people to hate you. You want those people. You don't want only people who want to like you and listen to you. You want those people, but you don't only want those people to the exclusion of people who don't like you. You want those people not to like everything you're saying. You want that challenge. You want that pushback. You want those people who are going to keep coming back to dislike what you're doing. You need that as motivation, and they need that shit obviously as motivation themselves. I think it's very important. Hate is a motherfucking motivator. I know it's said in a cliche type of way all the time, but no, it's very, very true. Hate is a definite motivator. I noticed that shit from day one, before I even hopped on this podcast, Mike, when I was doing blogs and writing shit and all that. I know that hate motivates. If you piss somebody off, it's going to motivate them to respond to what you're saying, and it's going to motivate you to keep pissing them the fuck off. Honestly, hate is a motherfucking motivator, and I love that shit. So that's the conversation he and I had. And I was trying to convince that motherfucker, yo, just be yourself. You're not going to appeal to everybody. Not everybody's going to like what you got to say. And for those who don't like what you got to say, it's quite okay to have those haters around. You actually want that shit. Yo, so let's wrap it up on this. What I'm trying to do is shift most stuff over to the Raw Sex and the podcast critic shit, because it's available on iTunes. The main feed, once again, and I'm not going to keep harping on this shit, but I'm going to wrap it up with this. I'm trying to push most of this shit over to there, so at least what I have available for people who don't necessarily need or want iTunes, you can still find that shit right here on the Play Hater Podcast. But for those who want to download it or listen on iTunes or on an iPhone or an iPad or whatever, then or an iPod, then yeah, you can still do that. Because I'm trying to make what I have available here on my deleted feed from iTunes still available on iTunes via other feeds. So I have like 3 or 4 multiple feeds going on. So what you hear here is also going to be available there. For instance, the podcast critic, it's available on the main feed to Play Hater Podcast, which is what you're listening to right now. It's also available on the podcast critic episode, which is available on iTunes. You get what I'm saying? So I'm trying to shift everything I'm doing here to there for those people who want to listen or download via iTunes. And for those who, again, aren't familiar with the show and who may just want to listen because they see the title of the show, the podcast critic, let me download and listen to it. Yeah, so anyway, I'm trying to shift everything here to there. Plus, also what I'm doing is I'm working on a podcast with Butterfly Jones. She was already doing a podcast. That's how I found that sister. But she wasn't spending as much time. She wasn't dedicated to it because, you know, she's a player and a pimp. So she's out pimping and playing and macking and wasn't really focusing on the podcast shit. You know, plus she had other stuff going on, too, to be honest with you. But yeah, I decided that I like what this sister's doing. She's got a message that I believe needs to be heard, because it ain't too often that we hear from female Macs out here. We always hear dudes who claim to be players with their fake asses talking about, you know, Mac type shit and player type shit, not living the life. But this sister, from what I look, I don't know her, but I gather, if you believe what she says, that she has lived the life and is living the life. She's deep in the game. She's married to the game, as she says. So I feel like this sister has a voice, to be totally honest with you. So I'm going to do what I can do to try to make that voice heard, plain and simple. So I'm going to work with that sister. We're going to put a podcast together. And if she decides she wants to take that shit and run with it on her own, I don't give a fuck. I'm a podcast advocate. I'm so motherfucking creative that I can make other people's shit great. I've been doing it for years, to be honest with you, because my shit has been a template for years. People listen to my shit, and then they take bits and pieces and put it into their shit. So since my shit is serving as a template anyway, and niggas are stealing my shit anyway, which doesn't bother me, I figured, yo, I may as well do this shit voluntarily. Let me put your shit together. Let me make your shit great, because I like what you got to say. So yeah, anyway, look out for whatever we decide to call that shit with me and Butterfly Jones, coming up really, really soon.
Alright, so my Big Bebo, the true troublemaker and the ball-headed baby maker for my Black Friend Show podcast, and you are listening to the Player Hater Podcast.
So yo, guess what? Those redneck dudes that I talked about in the podcast critic episode this past weekend, Yeah, they hit me up on the telephone and they want to talk to me. And I'm like, okay, let's do this shit. Not in person, because as bad as I talked about y'all motherfuckers, you may want to lynch me or shoot me. So we can do this shit over the phone. So yeah, as soon as those motherfuckers have time, I'm going to talk to 1, 2, 3 rednecks about whatever the fuck they want to talk about. And I'm hoping they heard the episode so we can talk about that shit, because yeah, that will be entertaining if they actually heard what I said about them and heard that I called them rednecks. Because here's what I'm thinking about too. What if there was a white dude on his show calling a nigga? You know, we'd be outraged by that shit. We'd be upset. But is it okay for a dude like me to call 3 white dudes rednecks? Is redneck like the equivalent of the N-word? I don't know. I'm going to ask those niggas that, because I really don't know. Redneck to me is just a description of rowdy white folks, or white folks with the twang that have rednecks and, you know, they really don't befriend black folks in that kind of way. They say they do. They always say, you know, I got black friends. Yeah, sure, you got black friends. You got somebody black that you know who you call your friend just so you can say you got a black friend, but you really ain't got black friends. So stop that shit. I hate that shit. So we're going to talk about a whole bunch of redneck and black type shit. If I can get those niggas on the line. Like I said, they hit me up and said they wanted to talk. So, okay. We'll see how serious they are about that shit. But anyway, yo, if you want to reach out to me, feel free to do so. Hit me up on voicemail, 646-755-9844. 646-755-9844. Hit me up on the voicemail. I wouldn't mind rapping with you, all right? All right, niggas. Y'all take it easy.